presidents aren't supposed to be kind of political anymore, like, and when they become presidents or they're not supposed to interfere with stuff. Yeah. I think she said something about the war, no, like, Trump just before me, all man was going into meeting. Like.
Her whole speech was focused on Patrick rather than St. Patrick as an immigrant coming to Ireland, which is good, but there's people that are saying that she's watering down our culture. Yesterday was about Ireland and about our culture and our religion.
I think if Catholicism is what God wants, why is there so much wars in the name of religion? Why don't people practice what they preach?
Do you think as a head of state that she should have kind of focused on our cultural icon rather than, I suppose, focus on him as being an immigrant coming to this country?
Well, I suppose if that's her position in life and she's there to lead, I suppose, and she's got responsibility, I don't fully understand her responsibilities, or but if she's in that, but then I suppose she has a right to speak on that and to give her opinions because that's what people have got her there for, I suppose.
I think a lot of people in authority today are watering down to suit their own agenda. You know? And I said that that's where we are, that's progress. You know? And
but is it though?
Yeah, but sure. That's a good question. I'm a simple countryman, so I don't know anymore. Have a good day.
Did you hear her speech yesterday?
I did.
And what did you make of it?
I thought it was very good.
Because a lot of people are saying she's watering down Irish culture when she didn't actually reference the day. Just
she's an intelligent woman and I like her, and that's it.
And you were happy with what she said yesterday?
Yeah.
President of Ireland should have supported the Irish people in St. Patrick's Day and went accordingly. It's not one person to decide. It's for the whole people of Ireland all over the world. 80 million exactly. No?
What about yourself?
She's from Ukraine.
Okay. You wouldn't do that in the Ukraine, would you?
They would stand by their government and they have their own emblems.
We're just asking you about President Connolly's speech yesterday. Did you hear it?
No, I didn't.
Not too many people did.
Oh, for flip's sake. What did she say?
Well, she basically focused on, rather than calling him St. Patrick, she called him Patrick.
And I prefer him to be called St. Patrick.
There was no reference about the culture of the day.
Oh, right. Funny you should say that. When at the rugby match, she wore a blue coat. I know that probably is the presidential colour, but I thought because of it being St. Patrick's weekend, I thought maybe green would have kind of been more appropriate. Because the person that was with her had a green scarf and the man had a green tie. And anyway.
Well, she was still in the blue coat yesterday.
Oh, was she? Well, so I picked up on that.
Maybe we should make a collection for her by her green one for next year.
Oh my God. Anyway, I've an eye test, so I better run in. Okay.
A lot of people are saying that she's now watering down Catholicism, the culture of Ireland, and what St. Patrick's Day stands for.
For me, when it comes to immigration and people coming to our country, I think the problem is if we were to go to a different country, we would have to interact with their culture and become part of their culture and take on board their culture. It never happens the other way around. I think that's the big issue for me. You know, like I work in the UK. I've been there 25 years. My wife was born there. Her parents are from Cork and I'm from Cork originally. But like in the UK, you'll see the Jewish culture. They don't intermingle with the British people, really, you know. And then you'll see as well the Muslim people. They don't interact. But you see people from Europe that come then as well, like the Polish people, the Lithuanian people like that. And then they intermingle, interact, you know, and try to adopt the culture. But I think it's because the cultures are so different that they don't really mix well together. But if, like, her best friend lives in Dubai now and they have to interact with the culture there, they have no choice. You know, they have to adopt that culture and act a certain way and behave a certain way because of the religious culture there. But it's never the same when it's the other way around, is it?
But even in that recorded message, she was wearing navy blue, which is the presidential colours, presidential blue, but there was no notion of the green or the shamrock or anything like that.
But it's because we live in such a politically correct society now, isn't it? everybody's so afraid that someone's going to get offended that you're almost afraid to celebrate your own culture and heritage.
People are saying that she's watering down our culture and our heritage and our religion by not actually including that in her speech.
Yeah, which she should have, like, really, definitely. My God.
It is more about the culture than anything else, Patrick's Day. Is really, that's what we're celebrating, when I suppose we could all contradict everyone.